The Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's here finishing up the final hour with you because we're giving Bob another break. And I do appreciate all the calls. And, hey, I'm open for some topics here. We can continue to talk about some of the things we've talked about, of course. And, you know, I was just kind of chatting with our producer during the break. And we talked about a number of different ramifications of this issue. And we could go into great detail, right? But maybe we should, not to borrow Bob's pun again, but cut it short for reasons of other importance. But there are some things, you know, there's some interesting stuff. If you read the book of Galatians in the New Testament, Paul the Apostle, circumcised of the tribe of Benjamin on the eighth day. By the way, they should be waiting until 8 days, that circumcised babies, if they're going to do that, because that's when the blood coagulates to the point to where it's capable of healing faster and the baby's developed its own immune system. But they don't do that. They do that with newborns. I'm not sure the medical procedure of circumcision is really the prescribed one or the right one today, but they do charge you for it. And it's another one of those things that you get, you know, vaccines. We talk about that, hepatitis B vaccine for babies, which is absurd. Unless the mother is a drug addict or something like that, virtually never will babies be infected with hepatitis B. Very, very, very rare for babies to be at risk for hepatitis B, but they charge you for that too and all these others. We had a very good graph on Bob Tuscan's website, bobtuscan.com, on the measles epidemic. And measles went into almost non-existence by 1964 when the measles vaccine came out. Friends, it had nothing to do, the disappearance of measles had nothing to do with the vaccine. Measles were on decline and almost non-existent and come down to virtually very, very low numbers by 1964, by the time the measles vaccination came out. And now they're telling us that they're having another outbreak of measles coming back because people aren't vaccinated, and yet we're finding out the problems are here are resultant from latent vaccinations and things pertaining to measles that are coming back, not necessarily the same old measles that we were talking about back in the early 60s. So, you know, when we talk about vaccinations for children, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. Let's see if Sovereign is still there. I think he is. He may not have gotten to finish up his comment, but Sovereign Man, are you still there?
Yeah, I was about ready to hang up, bro.
Oh, well, no, man. We just want to keep you waiting 8 minutes during the break while I'm long-winded in the introduction. But, yeah, get back to what you were saying.
Well, I just wanted to iterate the fact that it is also a psyop. You think about this. It's a trauma-based mind control structure so that you'll be under the authority, okay? And what's more important is to take away a man's hood. Your child is in subjugation to another. Normally, it's not the parents that do it. It's some other authority.
You know, that's kind of interesting in the story of Exodus, you know, when Moses was called of God, right, to go back to Egypt. And God said, well, he was circumcised as a Hebrew. That's how they knew he was a Hebrew boy in the basket, okay? But he wouldn't circumcise his son. And according to the covenant of Abraham, they had to be circumcised. And, you know, his wife Zipporah was saying, you're going to have to get this done. God's told you that. And Moses was reluctant to do it, and the Bible says God looked for an occasion to slay Moses. He was going to kill him. He said, I'm getting rid of Moses. And she ran out and circumcised her son, threw the foreskin at his feet, and said, you're a bloody husband to me. You know, and I don't know, you know, the connotations of all that story, but anyway, it got Moses out of trouble because he wasn't cooperating with that. Now, that was the Old Testament, of course. You know, that was a long, long time ago. And that's what had to happen in his family anyway. So that's the story.
Yeah, I think we need to re-evaluate our quote-unquote traditions of men.
We know that the law, that part of the law, is no longer at least in effect, because if you read the book of Galatians, Paul the apostle was teaching the Gentiles the gospel, and the Jews were coming in behind Paul, and they were constraining the Gentile men to be circumcised. Even Titus, I guess it was, they forced him to get circumcised, or they were going to, you know, basically not have anything to do with him. And Paul came in and raised Cain about it. He said, circumcision availeth nothing, nor non-circumcision, but a new creation. He said, you guys have no idea what you're talking about here. So he even said, those Judaizers who are compelling you to be circumcised, I would that they were cut off, meaning emasculated. How about that? Let's just go the whole route. How many of you guys want to get involved with that? And he knew that they weren't going to do that, right? Obviously, he said, look, you're being constructed into a legal prescription here that applied to the dispensation of the gospel during the law. It has nothing to do with us now. You know, so he was telling people, those that were, you know, telling the Gentiles that they had to be circumcised in order to become believers in Christ were actually leading them into bondage and leading them away from the truth. And that's the whole book of Galatians. It's in the New Testament.
So, yeah. That is so true, because a lot of those traditions were to separate the Hebrews from the world. But through the sacrifice of the one last and true final sacrifice, Yeshua, he basically, all those feasts and everything, those were all a foreshadowing of his coming. And not to say that, you know, we shouldn't learn about them or you know, because actually when we were actually coming away from, you know, the paganism and the Christmas and Easter, so to speak, and we kind of like felt this gap, you know, so we started studying the Hebrew festivals and the Hebrew feasts. And then we finally realized that those are all foreshadowing, and that, you know, our Sabbath is in Christ. He's the fulfillment of all those things.
Right on. Yeah, I look at it like a little bit like people keep wanting to go back and study the launching pad after the space shuttle has gone into orbit, you know, and say, you know, let's go back and look at the launching pad. Well, look, that was very important in its time. There's a lot you can learn from it. And it's important to see how the thing came together. But you're missing it if you're looking at the launching pad and not watching what's going up in the heavenlies and going around the earth now. And that's kind of where a lot of this Judaism stuff goes, and people get sucked into it. Genealogies and disputes about the law. You know, I should make a little ding, 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 ding sound every time that comes up on the show. So here we go again. Genealogies and disputes about the law, you know, which don't do anything but subvert the hearers and cause contentions. Yeah, and you see it.
We need a fungus cell.
Yeah, we do. A fungus cell?
Yeah, a fungus bell. So when the fungus gets among us, you can ring the bell.
Yeah, the fungus bell, yeah. Right. And there's a lot of people that follow that. And, of course, we've had discussions. And we had one night, if you recall, we were talking, a fellow was bringing up the issue of the lost tribes. He said, well, look, those people deserted a long time ago. It doesn't matter whether they became the Danes, the Danites, the Danes, or whether they spread to America. I mean, this is not about genealogies.
The end of not.
Yeah. The end of racism, you know, is what it is. So, yeah.
Actually, if you talk to Orthodox Hebrews, they'll, and you talk to them about the nation of Israel and, you know, Zionism and all that, and they'll actually tell you, you know, that's an abomination in the eyes of God, that the Hebrews have been cursed to wander the nation until the wander the world until the Messiah comes. So they look at that as, you know, not being, you know, scriptural.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I think you listened to us when we had Barry Shamish on last week, and we were talking about all of this.
Pray for Barry. Pray for the protection around him. There's no doubt that he is being targeted. There's no doubt. I mean, knowing what that man knows, and, you know, the Lord is definitely God is human.
The Bob Justin Show.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's writing it out with you until the end of the hour, and we're glad to be with you. I've had some good calls. You know, I was mentioning just a little while ago, and of course you've heard me say this before, that, you know, I'm really concerned when we talk about some of the things going on. We get into debates about circumcision and stuff like that. But what I'm really concerned with the most is the lack of recognition of how bad things have gotten by the clergy, the people in the churches. And I'm not just picking on Protestants, but, you know, Roman Catholics, Jews. I mean, I guess there are a few Muslims out there who might have things to say as well. I'm not always in agreement with them, of course, theologically. And there are other organizations. But, you know, it's very strange that you don't hear them talking about things like 9/11, exposing it. I would think that if these people would get it together, the whole world would change. The whole world would change. Because I remember the good old days. Well, we call them the good old days, but remember the moral majority? Huh? Remember that? Yes, yes, amen. You know, I remember all those people, right? And the religious right, they used to call it back then in those days, right? And I guess you could credit them with being behind Reagan to effect that change coming out of the Carter years. And we can go into the politics of that. And it's not all lily white by any means, obviously. We've talked about that. But what I'm really concerned with is that people in these churches are not hearing the truth at all from the pulpits. They're not hearing anybody talk about what's going on. All they're hearing is this kind of, well, let me call it this. The purpose-driven church agenda. If you know where I'm going with this, you know, you've seen the pictures of what's the guy's name? You know, Pastor, I can't believe it. You know, the guy that wrote the books from Saddleback. I can't believe I forgot the guy's name. I know that well. It's on the tip of my tongue all the time. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. There are photographs of him with Obama that we posted in our chat room, by the way, at bobtuscan.com. You've seen the pictures of this fellow and where he's going with the whole thing and how these churches have become community-minded. It's almost like they're becoming the little sisters for the poor, like the Catholic churches of old, where they have food drives and they take care of people, but they don't talk about anything that's really going on. You know what I mean? It's like a quiet little monastery kind of life that's sealed away from everything that's happening in the world today, when at this moment we need these people to talk about this stuff. And I'm very, very discouraged and very, very open about it. And, you know, I take a lot of time to talk about these kinds of issues simply because I think they're incredibly important. If the people would wake up to what's happening here and demand a return to the law, and, you know, if necessary, some prosecutions and some convictions for the people who have violated this thing, I think we could turn the whole world around. Now, I know that the whole world is in trouble. It's not just the United States. You know, well, the United States is going to be judged. Hey, listen, friends, the whole world is going to be judged, if you like that. But the United States could lead the world out of this mess by restating and reinstating, you know, the constitutional values that we hold very, very, very closely. And, you know, I don't think we're getting there right now. So, anyhow, let's see what Frank has to say. He's always got interesting conversations in Pennsylvania. Frank, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. How you doing?
Good. What's happening, man?
Oh, just about, I heard you talking about Christianity and the Old Testament and the New Testament. And a lot of Christians today believe that there's somehow links between Israel, Judaism, and Jesus, you know. But when you begin to read the Scripture, the New Testament, which was basically the news that was brought down by Jesus from God, according to Christianity, Jesus Christ pretty much repudiates Judaism because he stated in Scripture very clearly, before Abraham, I am. That means he was before the Jewish religion. He came down to bring the word of God, and it was basically, you know, get along with each other. Do unto others, if you have not, you know, others do unto you. And it was a universal theme of brotherly love, that, you know, regardless of what your religious faith is, you know, and your status, that we all can get along together. And this is where the New Testament comes in and breaks from Judaism, Israel, and the old laws. So a lot of Christians today believe that, somehow there's a linkage between Judaism and Christianity through Jesus was born of a Jewish mother. Yeah, that's fine if you believe in a Jewish religion, you know, because the Judaism is passed down through the maternal line. But if you're a Christian and you read Scripture, you would begin to understand that Jesus was before Abraham when he brought the word down.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, from the beginning, you know. Well, you know, it's interesting that people say, well, you talk about, even sometimes Jewish people talk about the concept of a triune God, and you can actually see evidence of that in the first verses of Genesis, where, you know, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That's the plan. That's the blueprint in the mind, the will of God. That's the Father. The blueprint, the plan. And the Spirit moved upon the waters. Okay, there's the Spirit. And then God said, let there be light. So you have the Word, the Spirit, and the Father. All three there. Right in the very beginning. And, of course, the Jews, the ancient Hebrews, understood the Messiah, or the Lord himself, was the Word of God. They understood that very clearly. And that's why it came up at the trial of Jesus, because they understood this very clearly. It's kind of interesting that modern-day Judaism is so far removed. But remember, there was debate about the resurrection even at that time, too. You know, if you ask most Jews, do you believe in the resurrection of the dead? Do you know that idea is actually a Jewish concept? And, you know, most people would not know that. I mean, even though we have, like, records, look at the Egyptians believed in the resurrection of the dead. That's why they buried them, you know, the kings with all their swords and spears and armor and goodies and jewels and stuff like that. You know, this is a very, very old concept, the resurrection of the dead. And yet, you know, most people today would think that it only applies to Christian faith or something like that. And there was debates between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, even in Jesus' time, over the resurrection of the dead. Meaning you're coming back to your body, you know, to resurrect. Job talks about it very early in the Scriptures. But go ahead. What else were you going to add to that?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. It's hard when you read the Old Testament. Everything about God was like a vengeful God and, a very angry God, all said by men. You know, let's face it, you know, Abraham was a Gentile before he took, you know, the word of God, but he was still immortal.
Yeah.
And when Jesus came on the scene, he pretty much said, no, it's a loving God, and it's a God that wants us to get along with each other, and it's a God that wants us to do good for the world, you know. And so the word brought down from Jesus was completely different from, you know, ancient, biblical Hebrew testimony. And I guess, you know, if I was to write a religion, you know, and invent a religion, or get a word from, you know, have a vision of God, I would definitely make it where if you follow my religion, you're the apple of God's eye, and only you will be chosen. And, you know, you're going to sit above, and the earth is yours and everything on it. But when you look at what the Son of God brought down, which was Jesus, he pretty much said, no, the earth, the meek shall inherit the earth.
Interesting comments. Be back after the break here. Stay tuned.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Final half hour of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs sitting in with you. You know, I want to thank the folks in the chat room at bobtuscan.com. Rick Warren is the author. I knew that. You know, how did I? It was on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't remember. Rick Warren is the author of the Purpose-Driven Church. And the guys and ladies and gentlemen in the chat room post some pretty good stuff in there at bobtuscan.com. There were some photographs that I saw of him hugging, embracing Obama, of course, and he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and I have read a lot of material pertaining to the Purpose-Driven Church. I've seen what happens when people get into it. I warn people that it's New Age, it's New Wave stuff, it's not, it's globalist, essentially, because it's trying to get people involved in more or less community action and out of politics is really where it's headed, and that's kind of what he's all about. And, of course, he supports a lot of the programs like HIV AIDS testing in Africa and all this other stuff that's really hooked into eugenics and all these other agendas. They look good to some people and it fools a lot of people, but this is really happening. And also the fellow who's Peter F. Drucker, another person who is community organizing, another one of these people who is working with that kind of a thing, and we have plenty of comments and research on that that you can look into. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about, well, Jesus being different than God in the Old Testament. Actually, he wasn't. It's the same because the word is the same as the plan has been from the beginning. You know, I'm going to say something that's really going to be unpopular. Okay, you ready for that? Ready for this? Okay, who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? Well, if you know the story, and you go back to the book of Genesis, which of course predates Moses and the Exodus and the Mosaic Law. When I've said before that Abraham was an Iraqi. Well, he wasn't an Iraqi per se because there was no Iraq then, but he was from the region of Iraq, the Mesopotamian area. He was from the Ur of the Chaldees, the south Iraq area. You can still see monuments there in the region from where he came from. He predated by, well, at least 400 years, maybe more, the times of Moses and the Mosaic Law. If you know the story, Moses went up onto the mountain to receive the commandments of God, and the Father was there, and the mountain shook, and there was thunder, there was lightning, there was voices that made people tremble. The mountain shook itself, and the animals, and everybody was terrified with what was going on up there. And Moses said he wanted to see God's face. Well, God told him, "You can't see my face. No man can live and see my face. But I will do this. I'll put you in the cleft of the rock. I'll pass by, and I'll put my hand over the rock. And as I pass by, you can see me from behind as I go off in the opposite direction. But you can't see my face. No man, it's too much for you, Moses. You can't handle it." Well, after this happened, Moses came down from the mountain. His face was glowing. His whole appearance was glowing. And people were terrified, so Moses had to put a veil over his face and all this kind of stuff because they didn't want to look at him. It was quite shocking to them. And anyhow, and then of course the glory began to fade from Moses, which also was something Moses wanted to keep covered up too. He wasn't glowing yesterday, he was glowing yesterday, but not as much today. You know, he was starting to lose it a little bit, and that was also kind of an embarrassment. So after a while, the veil became a disguise or a means of keeping his whole image intact. But that's another story. Anyway, you can't see the face of the Father. No man can see the face of the Father. Jesus reiterates this in the New Testament. He says, no man has seen the Father at any time. But I, the Son, I know the Father, and he knows me. Anyhow, the point that I'm getting at is that when Abraham was out in the plain of Mamre, three men approached his tent. Now, he knew these guys were not from around here. These guys were not from around here. He hastened to fix a meal, and he said, come in, abide with me, dine with me. It turns out that two of them were angels, and one of them was the Lord. Now, wait a minute. He refers to what is the Lord. In the Hebrew text, the word Lord is Adonai, or Jehovah sometimes, but it is not Elohim or Yahweh in terms of the Father. You know, you can see it actually in the King James. When the Father speaks, it's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. And then when you see the Lord speaking, or the Lord, or the Son, or the Word of God speaking, the wording is different there. It's capital L with a smaller O and R and D. So the Lord said unto my Lord, if you read from the Psalms, you can see that there's communication between the Lord Almighty God, the Father, and the Son. Well, it's the Son that's speaking with Abraham. That's why he can eat. He can sit in the tent. He's taken on the form of a man. And he's saying, you're asking him what he's doing there. Well, he's on a mission. He says, I have to come down here and look at Sodom. I've heard it's pretty bad there, you know, and I may have to destroy it. Well, Abraham begins to deal with him and haggle with him, if you like. And he starts saying, well, if there's 50 good men, how about 40, 30, 20? Finally gets down to 10. If there's 10 good people, will you not destroy the city? So Abraham had just saved all the people from Sodom, from all these invading kings, and his nephew Lot was there. Abraham said, my gosh, Lot's going to get burned up. Something's going to go wrong. So he's trying to get Lot out of this mess. And the Lord says, if there's 10 righteous men found in Sodom, I won't destroy the city. Well, now if you read the rest of the story, two men show up. Two men, not three this time, two. The Lord is missing. The Lord that Abraham was talking to in his tent is missing. The two men show up to Lot's house. And of course, if you know the story, the two men say, get out of here. Come on, we're leaving. There's a big ruckus out front. The men wanted to have sex with these angels. Lot tried to convince them not to do that. I have two virgin daughters who are married, by the way, in my house. Two virgin daughters who are married. You can have them and do what you will, but please don't touch these guys. Well, the angels grabbed Lot, pulled him inside the house, smote everybody with blindness, said, all right, pack up. We're leaving now. The city's going to come to ruins tonight. We're finished here. So the angels had to really drag everybody out. With the two people, with the four people they dragged out, the two daughters of Lot and his wife, you know, grabbing each by a wrist, I suppose, and pulled them out of the place. And of course, then God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. We've talked about the evidence that's there. There are people who've explored the bottom of the Dead Sea. We've seen ruins. There are buildings and cornerstones for very large buildings in the bottom of the Dead Sea, not the Red Sea, but the Dead Sea. And there's also green glass, where something of intense heat, almost the heat of an atomic explosion, and sulfur in various places around there. At one point, that area was very lush and inhabited by a lot of people. Anyhow, the bottom line is who was it that destroyed Sodom? I ask you the question, who would Jesus bomb? Okay. So, oh, boy, well, that's the God of love that we read about in the New Testament? Well, he's been the same all along, friends. So the law was there until he fulfilled it. Though he said, think not that I'm coming to, you know, get rid of the law. I'm coming to fulfill it. I'm going to bring it to its completion. I'm going to fulfill the law. You know, that it wasn't the idea that there's two different gods, one in the Old Testament and one in the New. The law was set up and prescribed for the purpose of fulfillment, identification, and completion. It's done. It's finished. We're no longer, as believers, or if you're a believer or not, you're not under that anymore. But the point I'm making is simply this, that, you know, God hasn't changed. So I like Frank's comments, but, you know, I'd have to disagree to some extent. God has never changed. He's always been the same. But the covenant of grace extended through the promise of Abraham before the law, by faith, is still in effect. It's been there all along because it is the preeminent covenant. The law was there to actually to put people in the constraint of the schoolmaster, if you like, or of the teaching that was ordered according to the prescription and requirements of the law. But once the law was fulfilled, when Jesus died, he said, it is finished. It is finished. Okay? So I didn't mean to get into this big theological talk, but I wanted to straighten that out a little bit. Now, the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New are the same. The same God. Alpha and Omega, he says. I am Alpha, Omega, the first and the last. And if you comprehend the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world, remember when Cain and Abel, well, let's look at it this way. When Adam and Eve got themselves in trouble, God had to slay animals to cover them. This is the first time we see the substitution of the animal for the fulfillment of the Lamb of God. Then we have Abel offering up a lamb. Okay, Cain offered up the fruit of the earth. He was a farmer. Might have been nice fruit, but the earth was cursed and the work of his hands was not acceptable. So Abel's sacrifice of the lamb was accepted, where Cain's was rejected. So you're talking about the Lamb of God from the foundation of the world. I mean, and I ask people all the time, and of course I know a lot of people don't agree, but I ask people all the time, I said, do you comprehend the Lamb of God? John the Baptist, the greatest of all prophets, had his moment when he said, behold the Lamb. Now, he says, behold the Lamb that will take away the sin of the world. I want you to understand, friends, this isn't just the sinners of the world and the people here. This is a universal change. This is the link to a brand new entire creation. That's what he was talking about. That's how big this is. This is the doorway into the entire future.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Well, welcome back here, friends. Final segment here. I hated to get into a very long theological discussion. Wanted to try to get to some news, of course. But, you know, I thought it was interesting to bring it up. And we talked about who would Jesus nuke. Well, there's your story. You know, you may not like it, but that's part of it. It's part of the story, you know. And, of course, if you look at the book of Daniel, the description of the man he sees, the man with the eyes as flame, whose countenance is bright, and he has this, the whole appearance of his skin is like like burnished brass shining in a furnace, you know. This same appearance also happens in the book of Revelation. They're almost identical there. And it gives you an example of what you're dealing with here, because most people believe that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, you know. He's been around a long, 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 long time, friends. The Messiah, or the Word, or the Lord, or Adonai, as he's referred to in the scriptures. And, of course, the ancient Jewish scribes knew this. They knew that there was a beloved, or the Word, or the angel, sometimes referred to as the angel of the Lord, but he wasn't an angel, per se, in the same example as what you see in the 18th chapter of Genesis, where the two angels accompanied the Lord to speak with Abraham. There were three men there, and then two of them went on to Sodom. The Lord did not, apparently, before all this happened. And this has been a part of the whole thing for a long, long time. But getting back into the idea, the concept of a doorway, a gate into an entire new creation, a new heaven, a new earth, okay? That's how big this thing is. We're not talking about keeping the same time-space continuum going here. We're talking about a whole new heaven, a whole new earth getting ready to be created. You know, a newer one that's going to last for eternity, and it's going to be minus the problems and the faults and the difficulties that we have in this system right now. Well, I mean, I don't believe that, because it's been around for billions and billions and billions. Well, friends, you know, there's a lot of discussion about what's out there, of course. And, I mean, just try to grasp the size of this universe is incomprehensible. You know, I mean, I got a handle on it. I know it's big. I mean, I have no idea how big it is. It's almost like we're a piece of dust floating on the ocean. That's how small, you know, the solar system is in comparison to the size of the universe. I mean, if that's even adequate. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about a whole new construct here. So when John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb," he's not just talking about the instance of what people will do in their religious faiths behind their stained glass windows and all this and that. He's talking about when he's going to destroy or take away the sin of this world. He's talking about the gateway to a whole new heaven and earth. We're talking about the intersection here between now and eternity. And this was the prophecy that had been around for so long. That's why during the Exodus, they shed the blood of the lamb, put it over the doorposts. The Passover lamb's blood was shed, and it kept them safe from the Passover, the angel of death that was passing over. It's been around for centuries, just like Abraham offered his son. And this was what God said. I'm telling you to take him to a particular place, which would be very close to where we are today with the temple in inner Jerusalem, the mountains of Moriah. That's where he took him, the very same location. You know, Isaac said, "Well, we have the stones for the altar and we have the wood, but where's the lamb?" He didn't know at that point what was getting ready to happen. But Abraham said, "God shall provide himself the lamb." Now, that is a double entendre. Even in the ancient Hebrew, it can be interpreted either way. God will provide himself as the lamb, and God will provide himself the lamb for himself, the perfect sacrifice. It's the same way. You can still read it today, and scholars will debate whether it was meant one way or the other, and it can mean both, because it does. God will provide himself the lamb. He is the lamb. And God will provide himself a lamb, a perfect lamb. Okay? Both ways. So Abraham, you know the story. He was getting ready to offer his son. And God stopped him. Stop! Stop! Okay, I see your faith is complete. You're willing to follow me this far. Spare the child. Don't touch him. Over there in the bushes is a ram. The lamb. They substituted the lamb. That's what the Old Testament was all about. It was only a prototype. You look at it this way. It was like, it was the company issuing a prototype of advanced software because of the problems that they were having with their software and the computer system. Put it in computer terms so most people understand. It wasn't going to be the fix-all, but it was going to work until the fix-all took place. That's why when John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb," and when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished. It is finished." The completion was done. He said, "This is the gate. This is where it's going to go into the entire new universal." This is a universal change, not a global change even, friends. This is absolutely universal we're talking about here. Okay? I mean, it's that big. Now you're starting to, I think a little bit out of the box in terms of thinking about, oh, there's going to be all these churches and all this stuff and all this, when do I go to First Communion or what do I mean, we get all tangled up in that stuff. And I tell you, a lot of it really is a mind trap, because, you know, you really get into kind of the traditions of men, even as our friend Frank had said. You know, traditions of men do lead us astray. But it's big. This is very, very big. And if you look at the whole thing, the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the earth from the very beginning. It weaves all the way through the story. The Passover Lamb, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, the sacrifice of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, all the way back to Abel, even in the garden. It's been there all along, okay? The whole planet's always been there. And that's what makes it so interesting. Anyhow, rambled on and on and on. And I appreciate your patience putting up with me. But I do want to try to see if I can clarify some of that stuff. And so what you have essentially is the Word was with God and was God in the beginning. Has been all along. God said, let there be light. Bam! E equals MC squared. It's right there. Look at it. You have mass, acceleration, energy. You know, matter, acceleration, energy, whatever. You know, the interchange between all matter and all energy. You know, the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And light appeared. Okay? So, and then it goes on, and you read it. God said this, God said that. By His Word, He created all things. Okay? That's how the whole thing took place. And the whole thing will change. Same way. So, if that helps a little bit. The problem is, that's just your basic, plain Christian theology. Okay, I know that. And I know a lot of people don't agree, and I appreciate you folks for putting up with me to share some of these things. But I do think it's important now that the churches and the people out there who are sitting in these places listening to all of this and maybe have an understanding of what I'm talking about there, put it together and realize that, look, we've got all kinds of evil things happening here. We've got stuff like 9/11, where our government terrorized us, where they killed 3,000 people, passed these draconian laws like the Patriot Act, got us into these illegal wars, depleted our economy, sent our children off to fight for globalist disorder. I mean, this is where they're strangely silent, because they don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. Because they might have to realize that, yeah, George Bush wasn't such a great guy after all, George W. And obviously the Democrats are covering for me as well. Bill Clinton said, well, 9/11 wasn't an inside job. It was an Osama bin Laden job. Now, I've seen him say that verbatim on videotapes. Remember when they asked him these questions? Hillary Clinton's covering up for it. All these people, you know, Barack Obama, obviously. He's made such a big lie out of the whole thing. All of this stuff is so phony. And you wonder, how can they talk about the great oracles of the universe and not know or be willing to engage in the conversation which all of us, that most of us that listen to this network, are quite well aware of, you know, concerning what's happening politically here. I don't get the disconnect unless it's all about the 501(c) status, friends. These churches are controlled and they're scared to death of really getting honest. It's got to stop. I mean, it's got to stop, because we have to wake up now. We have to wake up. But you need to go to bed, I guess, unless you want to stay up and listen to Ben Swan and RBN and get more information. Special thanks to all of you out there. Dan, our producer, and Bob will be back tomorrow night. Stay tuned to RBN, and we'll see you then. Sweet dreams, and until, well, friends, my hopes and prayers are with you. Bye-bye.
Those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.